This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel has resumed military operations in Gaza as the week-long truce expired Friday. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has this report.
Scenes of devastation in Rafah refugee camp as Israel resumes its bombardment following the end of the week-long truce. Meanwhile, rockets were fired from northern Gaza toward Israel. The two sides blamed each other. Speaking from Dubai, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken joined Israel in blaming Hamas.
Hamas reneged on commitments it made. In fact, even before the pause came to an end, it committed an atrocious terrorist attack in Jerusalem, killing three people, wounding others, including Americans.
The truce ended early Friday as Blinken left Israel. Hamas accused him of giving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu permission to resume strikes.
It was clear yesterday that the Israeli side wants to go back to fighting, as several ideas were put forward by mediators, and we accepted three of them. And despite that, the Israeli side said no, 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 every time.
Another truce could restart if both parties agree. Blinken said the U.S. is pushing for it. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli strikes on houses and buildings have killed at least 178 people throughout the Gaza Strip on the first hours of fighting after a week-long truce collapsed Friday, according to the health ministry there. Militants in Gaza resumed firing rockets into Israel, and fighting broke out between Israel and Hezbollah militants operating along Israel's northern border with Lebanon. Ceasefire mediator Qatar said efforts are ongoing to renew the truce, which saw Israel pause most military activity in Gaza and release 300 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for militants freeing over 100 hostages held in Gaza. Israel says 115 adult men, 20 women, and 2 children are still held captive. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has died at the age of 93. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports O'Connor made history in 1981.
Sonia Sotomayor was 2 years out of law school. There were no female Supreme Court justices.
There were bets being taken whether it would happen in our lifetime or not.
O'Connor remembered the day she was nominated.
I wasn't sure what I ought to do.
Saying it's all right to be the first female justice, she just didn't want to be the last. And she wasn't. Ruth Bader Ginsburg served with her and then with Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. Amy Coney Barrett joined the court after Ginsburg's death. I'm Sagar Meghani.
The United Nations Security Council has voted to end its political mission of a few hundred people dedicated to ending the civil war in Sudan. Russia abstained from the unanimous vote to end UNITAMS, the United Nations Integrated Transition Assistance Mission in Sudan. The United States and United Kingdom's ambassadors expressed dismay over the decision to pull out from Sudan, but said the move was inevitable, given the Sudanese government's desire to end the mission's presence. A Russian court extended the detention of Russian-American journalist Aslu Kermisheva on Friday as she awaits trial for failing to register as a foreign agent. The court in the city of Kazan prolonged her detention until February 5th. No date has been set for the trial. Issein Baltri has more from Reuters.
Kermisheva is a Prague-based journalist for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, which is funded by the U.S. Congress and labeled a foreign agent by Russia, meaning it gets foreign funding for activity deemed to be political. Kermisheva, who holds both U.S. and Russian passports, entered Russia on May 20th to deal with a family emergency. She was detained, awaiting her return flight on June 2nd, and her passports were confiscated. Court documents reveal that Kermisheva was fined $103 on October 11th for not registering her U.S. passport with Russian authorities. A week later, she was charged with failing to register as a foreign agent, a serious offense carrying a potential 5-year prison term. She's the second U.S. journalist to be detained since the Ukraine conflict began in early 2022.
Pakistan's top court is hearing a petition by human rights activists seeking to halt the forceful deportation of Afghans who were born in Pakistan and those who would be at risk if they were returned to Afghanistan. The session started on Friday, a day after the country's southwestern Balochistan province announced that it's setting a target of 10,000 Afghans who are in the country illegally for police to arrest and deport every day. Pakistan is home to millions of Afghans, and around 1.7 million of them were unregistered and without proper documentation. Pakistan says its crackdown on illegal immigration doesn't target Afghans, though they make up most of the foreigners in the country. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.